Until now, special counsel Robert Mueller has been on a fact-finding mission about Russian efforts to impact the 2016 presidential contest and any collusion by President Donald Trump's campaign. Actual charges would mean the investigation uncovered enough incriminating evidence to convince citizens serving on a grand jury that legal action, including possible arrests, is warranted.
If it's supposed to be kept secret.
A U.S. cable network first to report the news Friday.
There are very strict criminal laws about disclosing grand jury information. Now, depending upon who disclosed this to CNN, it could be a crime.
From the start of the Russia investigation, much attention has been focused on former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
On Sunday, Trump took to Twitter to once again blast the probe as a phony and partisan witch hunt. The president also highlighted recent news reports that Democrats contributed funding for a research project conducted by a former British intelligence officer that yielded explosive, unproven allegations against Trump.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons, and certainly not our campaign.
Congressional probes have yielded public testimony that Russian orchestrated hacking and disinformation campaigns targeted rather than helped Democrat Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. On Tuesday, social media executives testify on Capitol Hill about steps they are taking to insulate their platforms from foreign messaging on U.S. political campaigns.
I was concerned at first that some of these social media platform companies did not take this threat seriously enough. I believe they are recognizing that threat now.
Bipartisan legislation has been introduced mandating that Facebook and other companies provide information about the entities that fund political advertising on their platforms. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.